If you have your Bible, turn to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter number 10, verse number 21. Luke chapter number 10. The Bible says, "In that hour Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemeth good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. And he turned him unto his disciples and said privately, Blessed are the eyes which see the things that ye see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see these things which you see, and have not seen them, and to hear these things which ye hear, and have not heard them." I'd like to preach out of this just a little bit this morning, if God will be my help, on this thought: all things something to rejoice about. All things something to rejoice about. As we look at this and we look at the Gospel of Luke, and we see the Gospel of Luke tells us about Jesus Christ, and he speaks many times of the Lord Jesus as a man of sorrows. Amen. Praise God. A man of sorrows that went and endured the things of this world, the affliction therein, just like you and I have to endure it every day of our lives. Amen. We go through a lot of different things and situations, but it also is a gospel of joy, and it's a gospel of praise. Praise God. Can I get an amen right there? Amen. I like it when you go through the sorrows and you go through the rough places and you come out on the other side, praise God, and you feel the joy down in your soul, and there's a praise that comes up on your lips, and you get to can't help it, and you don't care. I like it when it's that way, don't you? That's what makes a difference, Brother Kevin. That's what weeds out the those that's been born again and those that haven't, those that have hope and those that don't. It's when you have joy and praise in your heart because you know where Jesus brought you from, where he reached out where you was at, when you couldn't reach up high enough, and he got a hold of you, praise God. I mean, I'm talking about he got a hold of you, and he brought you up out of that mess. Praise, glory, hallelujah. What a God we serve today that can do that for you, and he can do that for me because he loved you that much. Praise his holy name. What a God we serve. And we know who he is because he tells us, he gives us the facts. He gives us, an example from the Word of God. He tells us how much the Lord loves us. He tells us how much he came to do for us when we was in that situation that we couldn't do for ourselves. I don't know about you, but I find myself in that situation many, many times. Amen. A lot of times I don't know what to do. He said, "Preacher, you're the pastor. You ought to always know." I don't know nothing. Amen. I'll just be honest. But I know a God that does. I know a God that's got a plan and a purpose. And he's got a way. And that way is Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. Praise his holy name. So we see the Lord as he's a praying. And the Bible says, in that hour, Jesus, I got hold of this boy and it just blessed my heart. He said, in that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit. Amen. You say, "What?" He said, "Preacher, I don't understand why it ain't like it used to be. I don't understand." I've had people ask me, "Said, preacher, why ain't it used like it used to be in the old days? Why ain't we rejoicing, praising God like we used to? Because we're not, hey, praise God, we're not caught up in the Spirit. We're not trusting in the Lord. We're not coming stirred in our hearts, looking for a visit from glory." Amen. When we get a visit from glory, and the Spirit's a moving in your heart, when you open the heart's door and you invite him in, praise God, he'll come in and he'll fill the house. Amen. I like it when he takes over. Amen. When he fills us up to overflowing. He said Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit. And now if Jesus can rejoice in the Spirit, and he sent the Spirit to, as our comforter, be with us, praise God, how much more could we be able to rejoice in the Lord, thanking him and praising him for all his goodness, his mercy, and his love that he has for you and I. Praise his holy name. We need it. We need the touch of God. When we realize who Jesus is, realize where he's come from, and realize what he has for us, praise God, we can be stirred up too. Amen. I don't know about you. I like the feeling of the Spirit moving in the hearts and lives of people. I like an excitement. You say, preacher, we don't run on feelings. Praise God. I know, but it feels good when the Holy Ghost of God takes over. Amen. It feels good, praise God, when you know that when you're telling somebody about the Lord. It's not about you. It's not about what circumstances. It's not about things around you. But it's about the God of heaven and the Son of glory. Praise God. That's a stirring around. Praise God, like a big old a spoon in a kettle and making things taste sweet. Amen. Praise God, they got out there yesterday and got to cooking. And man, there was some smells and some incense coming out of that place like it was under. You said, well, preacher, it just smelled like ramps to me. Amen, praise God. But I'll tell you what, it was good. Amen, praise God, them eggs. Praise God, Miss Jean was a cooking them things. Boy, they just got taters, they just got the smelling better and better. And then them eggs and sting, they got the aroma got to be so enticing. Amen. See, you know, you're anticipating this thing all day. You're expecting, you're looking forward to it. And boy, when they begin to spoon it out, praise God, on the plate, and we begin to partake of, boy, what a blessing that was. What are you saying? I said that. There's some rejoicing. Praise God, when you begin to partake of what God's a dishing out to you, and you begin to realize, amen, it's not for just Brother Junior. Amen. Pray God. It's not just for Brother Matt. I pray God, it's for every one of us. All of his little children, praise God. He'll feed you just like he does us. Amen. He'll pour it out in abundance. He'll give it to you. And Jesus said he's rejoicing in the Spirit. Amen. Get a shout. I tell you, get a shout, it'll make your pout go away. Amen. Praise the Lord, you come in all pooch mouth. Hey, praise God, you get to praising God and ask Him to forgive you of your sins. Amen. I don't know why I'm going this way, but that's all right. I'm just minding the Lord this morning. Amen. When we come in with the attitude to worship God, and we come in, we say, Lord, just forgive me, an old sinner. You know, you may have an ought about somebody. You may be mad at your wife. You may be mad at your youngins. You may be mad at your neighbors. But praise God, when you come in, say, Lord, forgive me, an old sinner. Help me to help my heart to be right in the eyes of a holy God. And the Holy Ghost comes down to where you are. He reaches and grabs you, praise God, and pulls you up unto yourself, and he says, son, I love you. I'm here to help you. Let me show you the way, praise God. And Jesus Christ himself, he takes over in your life. He begins to manifest himself to you, and he keeps getting bigger and bigger, and you keep getting littler and littler. Amen. I told the church Wednesday night, when we try to take God, Almighty God, and bring him down to our level, we're backing up. Amen. We need to realize today that he's God and we're not. Praise his holy name. Realize who God is. Amen. You say, who is he? The Bible said that Jesus Christ, he said he rejoiced in his spirit. He said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hid these things which from the wise and the prudent hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemeth good in thy sight. He said, all things are delivered to me. All things, praise God. He said, Lord, he said, Father, thank you because you've given me everything. Amen. I want to say this. The devil ain't going to like this. Amen. Praise God. I want to tell you this morning that Jesus Christ, praise God, through him, we have all things this morning. Amen. You have everything this morning. Everything you'll ever want, everything you'll ever need, praise God, is in the Lord Jesus Christ because he made it all. And he offers it to you and to me. Amen. There's no other way you get it. Amen. You'll never be rich in this world. Amen. Because we'll always want just a little bit more. Praise God, I'm glad when you get Jesus, praise God, you get it. I'm glad. Every time I think about that story of the Son. And the pictures that he had and all the artwork that the father had. But he had that picture of his son. And he went for the auction when the old man died. And they put him up there for the auctioneer to auction off. And it said when they got started, the auctioneer said, we're going to start with the son. They said, we don't want the son. Said, we want the Rembrandts and the high dollar paintings. We want to get them. Let's get on with it. He said, no, you got to. He said, we got to start with the son. He said, who will take the son? Who will take the son? Nobody wanted the son. But finally, the old gardener in the back, he said, sir, I'll take the son. He said, going once, going twice. Sold, praise God, to the man in the back. And the old gardener, praise God, had done purchase the son. And praise God, he shut her down. He said, it's all over. It finished. said, what about them high dollar paying? He said, hey, listen. He said, whoever gets the Son, praise God, gets it all. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. That's enough to make a cold Baptist shout. Hey, praise. Hey, listen, if you're saved today, if you've been born again by the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, you're safe and sure. You've got all you need to take you through this life. Brother Judy, bring you into the portals of glory. I mean, not with pouting, not way back, but praise God, shouting and praising and giving God glory as you march in. Amen. I want to tell you something, he's not going to be so no sad face as we go into glory. Amen. He's not going to be no pouting as we go into glory. But praise God, they're going to be shouting and praising and giving God glory. Ain't going to be some excitement over there. Amen. You say, preacher, how do you know? Because I get tore up down here. And I ain't got the body to stand it, Brother Bill. But one day, praise God, Virginia, and we're going to get a body that'll stand it. We praise Him like we want to. And we're going to come in part of glory. Amen. I'm walking about that high, stepping about that high, and praising God with every fiber in our being. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Amen. It's going to be an exciting time. Because what Jesus saw, all things, praise God, He's already taken care of. Church, if we could comprehend that more this morning, if we could get a hold of this, praise God, realize that Jesus has already got a hold of it for you. Hey, amen, praise God, He's already reached up and He's pulled it down from the throne of grace that He might offer it to you. Amen. That He might give you, praise God, of that the Father has. Praise His holy name. I got to thinking about that. The Bible tells in the book of John that the Son was given all things. Praise God, John chapter 3 and verse 16. He said, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son to whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. I wonder what would be better than to have everlasting life. Hey, praise God. When you get that, you get it all. You don't have to worry about things. You don't have to worry about today. You don't have to worry about tomorrow or next week or next month or next year. Praise God. You've got God and you've got hope. Praise His holy name. When you get the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, all things, something to rejoice about, ain't it? Something to be excited about. Amen. Listen, don't let the devil take your excitement. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Don't let the devil keep you from rejoicing. Amen. Praise God. Listen, we ought to come in the house of God, young and old alike, praise God, raising our hand and saying, glory to God, praise the Lord. Yeah, preacher, why would I do that? Because you got to come one more time. Because God give you ability, He give you the strength, praise God, to get out of your bed this morning, get in your vehicle, to eat your breakfast, and come down to the house of God. Amen. Give you that ability. We ought to be rejoicing in the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Because what God has done, amen, not only does He give the Son was given for us, but the Bible says that all things are given into His hands. He continues on in John chapter number 3, in verse 35. He says this, John 3 and 35. He said, the Father loveth the Son and hath given all things into His hand. Amen. All things is put in the Lord's hands. Amen. Who do we put our faith and trust in? Say, well, preacher, I'm not putting my faith and trust in the pastor. Well, I'll let you down. Well, I'm putting my trust and faith in mom and dad. Well, they'll let you down. You know, I'm putting all my faith, trust in the government. Boy, are you in for a disappointment. But He said, the Father loveth the Son and hath given all things into His hand. Praise God, all the things, praise God, that we need in this life have been given unto Him. You say, what did He give us? He give us everything, even creation. In John chapter number 1, verse number 3, He said, well, in number 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Who's that? Jesus. The same was in the beginning with God. All things, there it is again. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. And in Him was life, and life was the light of men. I praise God. He said, he'll turn the light on for you. He's the creator of everything, praise God. He's that puts everything out there. And, hey, listen, everything that we rejoice today, Brother Chris, it's because of Jesus. We ought to have praise on our lips every day, because everything that we take for granted and able to rejoice, God gives us through His Son. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's exciting, praise God. That's hope. That's a promise that God gives us in the Son. The work of creation God made through Jesus Christ our Savior. Bless His holy name. The work of salvation. John chapter 17, verse number 4. The Bible says, I have glorified Thee on the earth. Jesus speaking here. I have finished the work which Thou hast gavest Me to do. What work's He talking about? He's talking about the work of salvation. Now, I got to thinking about this. And I'm not real dense between the ears, but I got thinking about this. Boy, God got to stir my heart. God Almighty created everything. Everything. Think about it. Everything that we can see, touch, feel, and know, God created.
Amen.
Amen. But then the Bible goes on here and says that God created everything. Praise God. But He said that there was a work to be finished. But even after all that was created, He said there was something that was lacking. God created the whole world, created everything, except in 6 days, created everything. And He said, it's good. But then God said, the Lord Jesus says this in John chapter 17, verse 4. He said, I've glorified Thee on the earth, talking about to the Father. I have finished the work which Thou gavest Me to do. He said, out of all the creation, all the things I've made, everything I've created, praise God. He said, there's still something lacking, and it's salvation of men, praise God. He said, I've got to finish the work. All things, praise God, are to be praising God for, rejoicing in the Lord because of salvation. The work of salvation. Jesus said, everything looks so great, it's so grand, but there's something missing, and it's the salvation of soul that I might purchase people, purchase mankind unto myself back to the Father. We were alienated from God. We're lost and undone. We're going our own pernicious ways. We're alienated from God. Amen. But Jesus come to die to finish the work of salvation. Praise God that through Him we might have life and have it in great abundance. Amen. That word abundance means to be have great abundance, overflowing, running over, praise God. Amen. Something to brag about. They say, if I'm going to brag, praise God, I'm going to brag on Jesus. Amen, praise God. You say, well, preacher, I'm able to do this. I'm able to do it only because of Jesus. Only because, praise God, He gives you that ability. Amen, praise God. If it wasn't for the Lord Jesus Christ, His hand upon us every day of our life, we'd be running around a mumbling, talking, a bunch of bumbling idiots. Amen. But praise God. Hey, amen. Glory to God. But I'm glad, praise God, when Jesus Christ moves in, He touches your life, touches your heart, touches your mind, your soul, your body, your strength, and praise gives you the volume, praise God, to follow Him. Praise His holy name. All these things was committed unto Him, even the salvation of the soul. Work of salvation in Jesus Christ, our Savior. But not only was salvation committed to Him, but even judgment was committed unto the Lord. You know, one that's going to stand. We're going to stand before, and He's going to judge us. In John chapter number 5, the Bible says this in verse 22. He says, "For the Father judges no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son." Now, I don't know about you, but when I read that, Miss Joyce, I think, well, you know what? If my judgment's going to be committed to my Savior, to Jesus, then I'm just going to draw nigh to Him, and I'm going to find out, I'm going to try to get as close to Him as I can. Amen. So if I could, because if I'm looking, hey, if in this world I live in, if I'm looking for rewards, I'm looking to advance a little bit, praise God, I'm going to get close as I can to those people that can move me up. Amen. Hello? Don't laugh, praise God, you will too. Amen. You're going to try to get close to people that can raise you up. We don't need to even try to find somebody that's going to hold us down. Amen. That's what the world's doing today. They're following the old devil. They're following old Slewfoot. They're getting caught up and they're being drugged down into the pit. Amen. I don't want to go into the pit. There's muck and mire in the pit. Praise God. I want to go into portals of glory where there's streets of gold. Praise God. Amen. Bless His holy name. What a Savior. What a Lord. He said, all judgment is committed unto the Son. So I'm going to be on His side. We need to get just as close to Him as we can today. Looking for that glorious day, His appearing. Amen. Praise God. When we be with Him forever. You say, preacher, why do it? Because Jesus Christ is life itself. Amen. Hello? I said, Jesus Christ is life itself. Look at John chapter verse 5, verse 24. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. You say, preacher, how do you get everlasting life? How do you live forever? How do you go to heaven? By believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, preacher, you say, preacher, it can't be that simple. There's got to be more to it. If you can tell me the plan, if you can write it out for me in a page and a letter, I try to do my best to fulfill it. He said, what we got to do? It's simple. A baby can do it. Just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Amen. Amen. Trust in the Lord. Just remember the cross of Calvary and the Savior that died there for you. Amen. So easy a child can do it. But we take it for granted, don't we? Amen. He said, hath everlasting life, shall not come into condemnation. In other words, judgment. But is passed, now that's past tense. Hello? But is passed from death unto life. That's where life comes in. So when do you begin to live, brother Bill? When we got saved. When we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, He said before then we were dead in trespasses and sins. We were dead in sinfulness. We were dead in unrighteousness. Amen. But He said now we are saved and we have life in Jesus Christ our Savior. He goes on, verse 25, says, verily, verily, I say unto you. Who's He talking to? You. Amen. That ain't hard to understand. Amen. Pretty self-explanatory. He said, I say unto you, there is coming, now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of God, of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Now who are the dead? Sinners. Those are dead and trust. You were sinners. You were dead. I hope you're alive today. Amen. A lot of our Baptist churches don't look like there's much life in them. I'm beginning to wonder if there's any salvation in some churches. Because you couldn't get a Holy Ghost shout out of them, praise God, if the Lord has tiptoed across their heart. Amen. They'd push him away and they'd say, oh, wait a minute, Lord, we can't go there because what would people think? Praise God, they'd think you've got joy in your soul, praise God. I wouldn't let the Holy Ghost, I wouldn't let the devil or myself or my flesh defeat or push out or stop the Holy Ghost from letting me praise God. Amen. I don't care where I'm at. If I get the notion of praise the Lord, I'm going to praise the Lord. You know, preacher, people won't like that. I don't care what people like. I like praising my Savior. I like giving God glory, Brother Kevin, no matter what people think. Praise His holy name. He said that the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in Himself, now watch this, so hath He given to the Son to have life in Himself. Praise God. How do we get life? We get our life from the Father. We get our life from the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ, through the Son. Amen. And praise God, He offers us life. Praise God. That's how we get our life. The life itself is in the Lord Jesus Christ. All things, praise God. It's something to rejoice about. Amen. Because it's all in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Praise His holy name. Jesus Christ. The works of Christ, praise God. They're given to Him by the Father. John chapter 5, verse 36. He says, but I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do. Ain't you glad there's somebody that's willing to do the work and finish it? We live in a society today, people will get started and they never finish. Amen. Oh me. Praise God. But the Father give me a work. He said, I've got to finish it. The same works that I do bear witness of me that the Father hath sent me. So the works of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, they were given Him to do by the Father. And He was there to do the works of the Father. For who? Those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where the work gets finished. That's where the work is done. That's where the work is accomplished, is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. That's that Father's gift to Him. Praise God. Those believers that come to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The gift from the Father. In John chapter 6, verse 37, the Bible says this. He said, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Amen. Praise God. That work that's to be done. He said the Father's give him a work. Praise God. But he's also given to him those that would come to him. Praise his holy name. What, ain't that a blessing? Verse 38 said, for I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last. Ain't you glad that the Lord can't be saved and the Lord forget about you and lose you? He don't drop you. He don't lose you between the cracks. You don't get lost somewhere. Amen. You know why? Because you're always on his mind. You know, preacher, what if I go off in the wrong direction? Praise God. He'll send the chastising hand, the Holy Spirit of God to correct you and bring you back. He'll send out a search party. Praise God. Hey, if you get to doing things that you know is not right and God knows, the Holy Ghost don't deal with your heart, you better check up. Amen. We may need to get saved. Praise God. God Almighty will check you. He'll check you up, praise God, if you're going in the wrong direction. He said, this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone, not just a few, not some, he said that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life. What a statement. That right there ought to send you plumb over in the glory world. Amen. Every one of us, all of us, praise God, who've seen the Son and believed on him, trusted in the Lord, praise God, that they may have everlasting life. And I will raise him up at the last day. Praise God, the Father gives them unto the Son. Those that believe, those that are called. And he calls those that are born again sheep. Amen. Sheep that follow him. Sheep that follow the Lord Jesus Christ. In John chapter number 10, verse 25. I know this is a lot of scripture this morning. Praise God, it ties together. Helps us to know him and that free pardon of sin. John 10 and 25, the Bible says this. Jesus answered them. And now they'd ask him, they said, Lord, if you're the Christ, tell us plainly. He said, I already have. I said, the Father sent me and you won't believe. Amen. Jesus answers in verse 25, Jesus answered them, I told you and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. Jesus said, I didn't do nothing here. He said, what I did, praise God, the Father did through me. You know what we do here, Brother Bill? We're not going to do it within ourselves. Praise God, we'll do it through God, through our Father in heaven, through Jesus Christ our Lord and the Holy Ghost of God that helps us do everything that we do. Accomplish all that we do. He says, but ye believe not because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So he said that. He said, all that believe, he said, I give to you. Their believers are called sheep. Praise God. They're called sheep of the Lord. Not only are they called sheep, but they're called men that's been given by God. In John chapter 17 and verse 6, the Bible says this. John 17 and 6, it says, he said, I have manifest thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Amen. Now, I want you to catch that last couple words there. I have manifest thy name, made known to the Lord Jesus Christ, the God of glory's name, unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Amen. In other words, what he's saying here is that those that you've given me, those that's called out, praise God, those that's accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, free pardon of sin, he said, you've taken them out of the world. He said that we're in this world, but we're not of this world. Amen. We're supposed to be a peculiar people, a separate people unto God. In other words, we can't do what other people do. Because God don't let us. He don't like it, and we know it because he's told us so. But he said, I've called these men out of the world. The men that thou hast gave us me out of the world. Amen. For God's glory. Praise his name. Ain't you glad he called you? He's bringing you out of the world. His whole world's still tugging on us every day. Now, I'm not going to say it's easy. Well, preacher, I just don't desire nothing this world's got no more. Amen. You're a lying. Amen. These things that entice us all. Hello. Be honest with yourself, praise God. That's the only way you get any help from the Lord. Say, there's something, brother Bill, that just entice us and draw us. But praise God, we can rightly divide, praise God, that's right and wrong, that's righteous and unrighteous, praise for God's glory, so that we might just go with God. So the Lord has brought these people to Himself out of the world. Amen. And He gave them His Word. That's how He brings you out. John 17, verse 8 said, "For I have given unto them the words which Thou gavest Me, and they have received them." Amen. You notice, but you know the difference between a saved person and a lost person? A saved person has heard the Word of God and received it. A lot of people hear the Word. I know what God's Word says. Yeah, a lot of people do. The devil's demon of hell know what it says. And the Bible said they tremble, but they're not saved. Amen. But He said, "Thou hast given them the words, and Thou hast got the which Thou gave. I have given them the words which Thou gavest Me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from Thee, and they have believed that Thou hast sent Me." Where'd Jesus come from? Hello, where? Yeah, God from heaven, praise God, to report us glory. That's where Jesus came from, and He come down, He condescended down to us, praise God, that He might be the perpetuation, that price of sin, so that we might be made free. Amen. The glory that He bestows now, the glory that He has, glory was given to Him, praise God, because He took care of business. And God says that Jesus prayed the Father that we could see the glory of the Son. John chapter 17, verse 24, the Bible says this. He said, "Father, I will that they also whom Thou hast given Me be with Me where I am." Now that's a prayer of Jesus. He wants you to be with Him where He is. Where's He at? Where? Yes. Amen. Where's He sitting? Right hand of the Father, right? And Jesus says, "I want you to be with Me there. You and you and you and you." Pray to Jesus, "I want you to be with Me where I am." Amen. It's not a parable. It's a true statement. Jesus wants you there. I mean, it's not that Mama wants you there, which she does. It's not that Papa wants you there, because he does. But it's that Jesus wants you there by Him in the throne room of grace, where I am. "That they may behold My glory, which Thou hast given Me. For Thou lovest Me before the foundation of the world." So the Lord says, hey, listen, He said the glory was given to the Savior, and Jesus prays, "Father, I want them folks to be with Me where I am, and Lord, I want them to be able to behold My glory. Because when they see Me, they'll see You."
Amen.
Amen. When we see Jesus, praise God, as He is, praise God, we'll see the Father as He is. All things. That's why Luke told us in Luke chapter number 10, he said, "All things are delivered to Me of My Father." He said, "All these things are given to Me of My Father." Now He's reaching back to the dawn of time, to the very beginning. And He's reaching past the beginning to the extents of the ages, to the very end. Amen. I'm talking about before creation was, till after the ending will be, as we can comprehend it. But the Lord, He said, all things are delivered to Me. That's past tense. Hello. Amen. You'll get that in a minute. In other words, He said, "I've already taken possession of everything." Praise God. It all belongs to Me. And when it comes to the eternal soul, praise God, those that believe on Lord Jesus Christ, He said, they're already Mine. Amen. They already belong to Me. I've already written their name down, praise God. They're in My book. Okay, praise God, according to grace. Praise God. So the Son is the revealing of the Father. We see the Lord Jesus Christ, He is the revealing of the Father. Amen. The Son is the way to the Father. John 14, 6, He said, "I am the way." Praise God. There's no other way to get to the Father but through the Son. We know that, praise God. We believe. I hope everybody believes that. You can't work your way in. You can't be good enough to get in. But I tell you what, if you get Jesus Christ in your heart, you'll be better. Amen? Somebody say amen. Amen. You get Jesus Christ in your heart. You live. Ask the Lord to help you. Let the Spirit of God move in you. Pray, God, you'll be better today, tomorrow than you are today. Yeah. You'll seek to do a little bit better. I ask God every day to help me be better tomorrow. Amen. I do pretty good some days. What are you laughing about? Amen. I'm being serious. Some days I do pretty good. Some days I don't do too good. And I ask God every day, brother, I pray to help me do just a little bit better for His glory. Amen. But His Son, praise God, He's the way, and He's the way that I call, He's the one I call upon. And not only is the way, but praise God, He's the truth. And my Bible says, He said, I am the way and the truth. Absolute truth. He's the Word. Amen. It used to kill me, these people in the, these cities, that they used to go around and say, they'd hit fists, I'd say, Word. Yes, yeah, like that used to be a thing. People in school, Word, you know, bump fit, Word. What's up with that? Amen. When they do that to me, I'd say, Word. I'd say, Jesus, praise God. This is only a test. Amen. What's the Word? Jesus, praise God. He's the Word. Amen, praise God. He makes everything right. Glory. Praise His holy name. He's the Word, the revealed Word of God. Then that Word, praise God, the way and the Word, and He said He's life. And His life in abundance, praise God, of His own will, praise God. From the Father, we receive that. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Only way to get to the Father, amen, is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, all things, praise God, something to be to rejoice about because of what Jesus has done. All things. Now, I thought about this, and let me just close right here, right quickly. But He says, all things are delivered to me. All things. Amen. His excellent glories. Amen. His blessed person that we see in Christ Jesus that we can't even comprehend right now. Only the Father can fully appreciate the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Time and revelation. But then I got a hold of this in these next few verses, and I'm going to finish right here in Luke chapter 10 and 23. And He said, He turned him unto His disciples. Now He just said, all things are delivered to me of my Father. He said, no man knoweth the Son, knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal Him. And then He turns to His disciples privately. Amen. You ever want to have a good conversation with the Lord, get along with Him. Amen. Love on Him, praise God. Just get to praise Him, worship Him. First you got to do is ask Him to forgive you of all your sins. It tickled me to death the other night. Addison got up here and she prayed. And she said, I told you just got to ask, you know, I explained to her. I said, you guys got to ask the Lord to forgive you your sins. Because she said she believes she is a sinner. Ask forgive you your sins. Ask Him to save you, forgive you those sins. And I said, you know, I can't pray for you, but I'll pray with you. And she prayed. And boy, she got to pray. And just a minute, brother Bill, she got to pray. And boy, I just heard her weeping and the tears were flowing. And I got done and I asked her, what did you do? She said, I asked Jesus to forgive me of all my sins. I said, glory. I said, all of them? She said, all of them. Amen. You know, if we'd be just like little children, say, Lord, just forgive me of all my sins. Help me. Start me over right now, even for your glory. Praise God, we'd have a different... But He called them privately. And he called His disciples privately. And He said, blessed are the eyes which see the things that you see. Amen. He said, what a blessing it is that you're able to be here, to see what you're able to see. I mean, it's a blessing that we're able to be here to see what we're able to see. Amen. We see God in so many aspects of His magnificence, moving in so many avenues of our lives. It's just amazing. He said, I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, or to hear those things which you hear, and have not heard them. Amen. He said, a lot of people desire to see. He said, you see, but we see, but we cannot fully appreciate everything. Now, the Bible says, I said Wednesday night, we look through a glass darkly, but then face to face. One day, praise God, we'll see Jesus as He is. We can't comprehend it now. Amen. He said, you're seeing these things. He said, you haven't got the full view yet. The God the Father, praise God, through the Son, He says, hey, listen, the magnificence of my Son, I know who He is. Hey, praise God, I was with Him. He's been with me from the beginning. I know who my Son is. I know who to say. He said, I'm well pleased with that young man. Amen. He said, you can't see with your natural eye, your human ability, praise God, how good Jesus is. But He said, one day in a little while, He said, all things, something to rejoice about. One of these days, youngins, praise God, we'll be in the presence of glory and we'll be able to begin to recognize who Jesus really is. We'll be able to recognize His glory and His splendor, His magnificence and His love and His compassion in His own person. Praise God, face to face. Amen. Praise the Lord. All things, Jesus said, all things are delivered to me of my Father. And He tells, He said, blessed are you that you can see just a little glimpse of it. But we can't see the whole picture yet. But one day, praise God, in a little while we will. We'll be able to see the Savior. We'll be able to see the Lord as He is. Amen. There'll be some rejoicing going on in glory. Amen.